Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin Aleph, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph on the second line. But first, just one sugya that I did not get to talk about the end of Shir. So Gemara said, based on the Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf, that there is a chiyuv of dalad vehei as long as there is no kimle b'drav minei. Meaning, if somebody sells something on Shabbos, there is no chiyuv misa there. If somebody sells something to avodah zarah, got a tavach on Yom Kippur, there is no chiyuv misa b'day bezdin. So in all those cases, the chiddush is that you are still chayev dalad vehei in that case. Well, the contrast cases, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in the next Mishnah, we will see in the opposite cases of tvicha. We'll see on Ayin Beis of a Beis, where you are gonave and you shecht on Shabbos and other opposite issues, we will see that it'll be the opposite. That's on Ayin Dalet of a Beis. God of a Tavach b'Shabbos, the Tavach Lavod Azara, right? Or the case of the father, where the father dies first. In all those cases, you'd be putter. Okay, but either way, that's what the Mishnah said, that if God of a Tavach b'Shabbos is chayiv and dalav vehei. Ask the Gemara, isn't there a brisa that says you're pater from dalav vehei? So how could it be? So we had two answers. One, the first main answer was, after Rami Bar Chama was rejected, it was Rav Papa, who said that there is a chayiv misa at the same time as the kinyan. And what's that? Rav Papa says is where the Kodah said, throw the geneva into my chatzer, and through that, my chatzer will be kone, and at the same time, therefore, is the chiyav misa of Shabbos, because there is hotza'a, merushus l'rushus, and the chiyav of geneva. I wonder, maybe it's only going to Rabbi Akiva, who says, well, it's in the air. No, it's a kid, the ukipta is where the person said the kinyan is not going to work until it hits the ground. Okay, so that's one ukipta. But Rava said, no, Rava rehabilitates Rami Bar Chama. Really, the case is where the kone of the animal says, pick my fig, take my fig, cut my fig off of the tree, and in that way you will be, I will be kone the set or the shar. How exactly does that work? Which type of kinyan? We mentioned that's what Tosfos discusses, whether that's chalipin, whether that's, a different form of chalipin. Tosfos also discuss, is that really, does that work to be at the same time? But either way, that's what the Gemara said. But then the Gemara rejected Rami Bar Chama and said, what do you mean? How could that be? If it's totally usur and there's really no taina in Bezdin that the Kona would be able to have against the person who picked his fig, so is that really a Mechira? So Rava says, and that was the last point, yes, that is a Kinyan. Even though something is totally usur, it's still recognized by the Torah as a significant act. And that's what Rava says. He compares it to Esnan, in Issa Daraisa, of bringing, or the din daraisa, of bringing something that was given be'esnan to a zona for her services. Payment, if an animal was given, so that animal is usur to give as a karban. Right? Lo sabi esnan zona mechir kela beis Hashem alokecha. Right? That's usur to bring as a karban. So what happens, says Rava, if a man and his mother had znus, right? So you might think that if the man gives his mother an animal that does not have the status of an esnan, because that's totally not connected to the world of a financial reality. If the mother would bring her son to court for payment, right, would she be able to be toveya? No, says the Gemara. But it's still called esnan if he would pay, and you would not be able to bring that as a karban. So too here, even though there wouldn't be a tfiyah in court, it's still recognized as a kinyan, and therefore, that's the brisa that says pater, that can still be a kinyan at the same moment that there is chilul Shabbos. Tosis wonders in Dibur Maskil Esnan, Tema Minaleha. Tosis wonders where the source for this is. Where would there be a pasuk that says, even though it's a case of Ba'al Imo, that it would still be called an Esnan? So Tosfos says, there must be a source somewhere, third line of Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Esnan, Venira Lafarish, Mishud de Iker Esnan Ba'arayos Sudachsiv. Well, the Iker Makar of Esnan, of Znus, is written by Arayos, as the context, and that's by Chavi Krisos. So, just the simple interpretation of the Psukim, that's what Tosfos assumes. But the critical source on this Gemara is the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes another Girsa in the Gemara. It's not our Girsa. Our Gemara has a question, a rhetorical question, and which says, if you the fourth to last line, V'tava le'kaman bedina, mi'amrina le'kum havla esnan. If she would bring it to court, would we say, give her the esnan? So it's a rhetorical question, and the answer is obviously no. But if you look in the Meiri, he quotes the Chachmei Tzarfatim, the French rabbis who have a different girsa, who have a different shita. The Chachmei Tzarfatim say, and this is a Shas topic Tzarfatim for Kimlei B'Drabi Minei, Chachmei Tzarfatim say that Kimlei does not exempt Schirus Poalim. If there is a acceptance of payment that I say I'm going to pay a worker, and somehow this Kimlei B'Drabi Minei, at the moment of that Chiyuv, I'm still going to pay. Kimlei only paters Chiyuvim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Chachmei Tzarfatim mechatshim b'zu shita acheres. Lomar, sha'av bezin mechayvin litein asnan. Af mechayvin misos. What would it be? The Gemara is really saying they would. The ingarsin mi amrina lezil shlim, ela vadai amrina lezil shlim. For sure, bezin would make him pay his mother. V'lachin l'kopet te'inim shebetein ati. Mechbezdin mechayvin oso. What about Kimlei b'drabi minei? Lo amru ad ein adam esu mishalem. We don't say Kimlei. Ela bedavar habar derech nezikim. If you have a chiyuv that comes from the act of the hezek. Avol bedavar shekiblu alav derech tnai. Umasa umatan. Something that is accepted between the parties. Kigon esnan. Ukigon chosein para. Shekiblu alav shlo lachsom. Right, some type of a muzzling case. V'av im lo kiblu alav. Mikol makom hari kamisha kiblu alav. Holu min ha-torahu. V'chein machar b'shabes. Mikol makom. That's what the Meiri quotes this. Chachmei Tzarfatim. That by Schiris Paulim, you would not say Kimlei. And the Gemara has a different girsa. That Bezin would make you pay in this case. And that's why it's called a Mechira. The Meiri ends off himself by rejecting it. Mikol makom. Shitas ha-sugya eina muchachas kedivrehem. I don't think it fits. But what's the svara for that? What's the svara to say that Schiris Paulim is not subject, at least according to this opinion, is not subject to Kimlei v'drabi minei? So if you look in the Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter has in Simen Chavtes, what is the svara of the Meiri in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfatim, and what's the svara of the other Rishonim? Right? Who is the Chiddush here? So you might see, wait a minute, the Chachmei Tzarfatim make a lot of sense. Kimlei means that Hashem is not going to be a chayiv you two things at the same time. If you do an act, and the acts or the actions at the same moment, like the case of Hotsa'ah, and the case of Nezek, happens at the same moment, so Hashem is not going to be Mechayev you twice. But if it's a case of monetary obligation, so then it's a Chischayvus Mida'as, and you don't say Kibbeh B'Avamina in there. What do the other Rishonim say? How would they answer back to the Meiri? Nira Lomar writes the Eretz HaTzvi, De Pligi Bazeh, so maybe one approach is that no, Kimlei applies even my personal commitments, right? It can pater that too, or a different idea. They're not arguing about Kimlei; they're arguing about Schiris Paulim. Is Schiris Paulim my hiring of workers? Is that just a personal obligation, a hischayvus midas? Or no? Everybody would agree that a personal hischayvus midas is not subject to Kimlei b'drabi minei. But the question is Schiris Paulim a Hischaivus Midas? The Pligi binogeya lahagdaras Chiv Tashlumin, the Schiris Paulim. The Svirale, and the other Rishonim might say that once I accept to pay a worker, that isn't looked at as a personal obligation now that I have, but the Torah is Mechayev me. Once I set up the context of Poel and Baal, Elachi of Mammon Shehitila Hatora Ale Debalabayas, Lishalim Shivya Pula Palov, Via Filo Hiskim Lazebalabayas, Lishaivas Asmo Klau. Once I set up that relationship, done. That's why there's a mitzvah and a los asay to pay workers on time and a los asay not to delay. It's not just your personal obligation now. Once you set up the relationship between a poel and a baal, so then the Torah kicks in. And he quotes a number of nafkaminas. Can you have a Kabbalah for less than a pruta? Let's say somebody does less than a pruta of work for me. So if you have a hischaivus midas, if it's just a personal obligation, you can be obligating yourself to anything you want. Bistavra, hischaivus midas, chala afilu pachas misheva pruta. But if it's chiris poalim, we know the Gemara tells us it has to be at least a pruta. At least a pruta? Why should that be? Once we say it's really a chiyah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, so then, it has to be fit into the regular rules of Dine Mamanis. Mikal Maka Beschiris Paulim Dome Lechiyuv Egzela Vechovel Umazik Shem Chiyuv Eatora Vekaim Odol Chaba and Chiyuv Tashlumin Shal Pachos Mishava Pruta. And there's a machlokas about whether you can be Beschayev on a specific item. If you work for me, I'll give you this specific item. Does that work? Can it give value? And other nafkamidas. But it all starts with this Me'iri. The Me'iri right here, Baba Kama Daf Ayin, that his chayvus a schiris paulim is not subject to kimle b'drabimine, and why the other rishonim would reject that. My issue in kimle or an issue in schiris paulim. Okay, let's continue now. Second line on ayin aleph amid aleph. God of it aleph yabaki purim v'chulu. The Mishnah said if somebody steals and shechs on Yom Kippur, then they're still going to be chayiv dalav behei because one is not chayiv misa for that. One is chayiv kares. We do compare in some areas Yom Kippur and Shabbos for certain halachas, but like the Mishnah says in Megillah, ein bein Shabbos liyom kippurim, right? Zez dono skila v'zez dono kares. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger has. We know the Gemara tells us in Chulin a mumar lachal Shabbos is a mumar lachal tarakula. So what about a mumar lachalel Yom Kippur? Is that a mumar lachal tarakula? Because Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos is called Shabbos Shabbason, and Yom Kippur is. So answer Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Drosh V'Chiddush, Mareches Gimel, Mumar L'Chal Yom Kippurim B'Farhesya. He dummy L'Shabbos, and he's a Mumar L'Chal Torah Kula or not? And he says, simple, what I would think L'Chor at first glance, is that it's unique halacha to Shabbos. Why? The Dafke B'Shabbos Naseh Mumar. Because Rashi says there in Chulin Dafhei, what is the reason that somebody is a Mumar L'Chal Torah Kula? If somebody's a heretic in one specific area, they usually are not a heretic for all halachas. Mumar L'Shatnis, Mumar L'Le, not kosher. No, only a Mumar L'Shabbos Mumar L'Chal Torah Kula. Why? Mishum de Kofer Umeyed E De Sheker Shlo Shavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bracious. And Yom Kippur doesn't have that element, so you would think that it's not, but then he gets into our sugya. He wonders if our sugya can be a raya one way or the other, but either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amri, Amai. So the Mishnah says that if somebody is going to Vitovich on Yom Kippur, they're chayav dalav vehei. But the Gemara says, wait a minute. So fine, Yom Kippur doesn't have skila, it's kares, but kares also has malchus with it. So if you say you're going to be chayav dalav vehei, so does that mean our Mishnah is holding loke umishalem? Amri amai nihitik talaleka malchus viyika. Fine, the person's not going to get killed because it's kares, but he's still going to get malchus of kaimalan. Deino loke mishalem, right? Deino loke mishalem. That's also kimle, right? The two sources for kimle. Mishum number one is deme vlados. That's about ein meisum mishalem. But the other source we discussed is at length ksubis and a little bit in other context, since the other makar is kedei rishaso mishum risha achas ato b'chayvo v'yata b'chayvo mishum shnei rishayos. Say as the gemara ein alokim mishalim. Answer amri hamani Rabbi Meir he da amar alokim mishalim. You're right. Our mishnah must be Rabbi Meir who says that you can get two punishments. You are loke u mishalim. Ask Tosas, but wait a minute, Rabbi Meir. And we're getting into Kimlei here, but what are we talking about? We're talking about Dalavahei. Dalavahei is a knas. Didn't we learn in Ksubis? Tosas Dibra Maskel Vaha. Vitema. Taha Biknas Mashba Demodi Kuliyama Deloka Mishalim. When it's talking about knas, everybody agrees Loki Mishalim. No, didn't we learn that in Eilan Aris? The Alfida Mimoti Shemra. Moti Shemra, we know. Kisei, Loki Mishalim. The Loki is he has to pay Mea Kesev and he gets Malchus if he is Motzi Shemra on his wife. So isn't that a source for all Knossos, Big Chayiv, both punishments, Loke Ume Umishalim? So Tosfos answers, no, not really. Tosfos says Motzi Shemra is really unique. Motzi Shemra is really unique. V'yishlomar in the middle of Tosfos, Devadai Ilav De'ika Lemifrach. If you wouldn't have limited Motzi Shemra to Knas, I would have extended it to all. But now that we limit it, so we limit even the specific Knas that it is, we don't generalize it to the category Yotosis. Behasha Yalfina Bechol Dukhtin Mehasan, Dein Adam Zomin, Lokan Mishalim, Afilu Biknas. The Bechol in Yanamar Torah, Dein Adam Zomin, Lokan Mishalim, Afilu Bishashi Idu Sheker, Fitvachu Becharo. Right? If you rejected by Adam Zomin, then you rejected even by cases of Knas of Adam Zomin, and therefore we cannot extend it. The Achronim explained it could be that Moshe Shemra is different. than other cases of Lokim Mishalim. Most cases of Kimla, you have two different actions or two different areas of Halacha that are intersecting, one creating a Chiyav Mamon, one creating a Chiyav Miso or a Chiyav Malkus. You have the laws of Yom Kippur, you have the laws of Geneva, of Ficha Nechira, or the laws of Shabbos and the laws of Geneva. But Motzi Shemra is different. The same act of Motzi Shemra gives me two punishments, Lokim Mishalim. That's why that could be very different than the other cases of Knas, and that could be the pshat of Tosfos. So the Gemara says, though, what about our Mishnah? Doesn't our Mishnah seem to say that you're Lokim Mishalim? So the Gemara says, yeah, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, E Rabbi Meir, Afilu Tavak Mishabbos. One minute, even if it's Rabbi Meir's opinion that he does not hold of Kimle B'Drabba Minei, so maybe even if you Shechtat Shabbos, you should be Chayiv Dalad Vehei, because he doesn't hold of Kimle. V'chi Tema Lokim B'Shalim Islay Meso B'Shalim Leslay. And if you want to say no, Rabbi Meir agrees to Kimle by Misa U'Mishalim. He only holds it by Lokim U'Mishalim. V'lo, is that really true? He doesn't. But for Hatanya, didn't we learn in the following Braisa? God of Atavak B'Shabbos, which is a chiyav misa, God of a tavach lavad zara, God of shor haniskal, which is aser bahana vitvacho mishalim dalad vehei divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you pay dalad vehei even if you shechted on Shabbos. So doesn't that show that he holds there's no kimle even by a chiyav misa? Vachacham and potrin, lachamzei potrin. No, there's kimle b'drabba minei. So you see from there the Rabbi Meir totally rejects Kimle. So why in the Mishnah wouldn't he even say the Chiyav of Dalad Vehei even by shechting on Shabbos? So the Gemara says no. The Braisa is about a different case. Amri bar mina dehahi. Besides that case, in the Braisa, that's a different type of case. Why? Taha itmar Allah. Amr Rabbi Yaakov. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Vi Amri La. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya. Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Avin. Rabbi La. V'chol Chaburta. Bishveid Rabbi Yochanan. Right, they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Machlok has two versions in the Gemara. Who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? It's an interesting discussion based on Gemaras elsewhere. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that gives this talks about this, and elsewhere when we know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, "Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Amro Mevi Gula LaOlam," and we bring that the source from Esther, Hamalka, and Mordechai. Then Mordechai told Achashverosh B'Shem Esther. I'm sorry, Esther told Mordechai B'Shem Mordechai. Esther told Achashverosh, B'Shem Mordechai, about the assassination plan. So the question is, whenever we say that, do you have to say all the middlemen also? Or just, you could say it who you heard it from and the original source? Or just the original source? Do you have to say the whole line? So throughout Shas, it seems clear that you have to say everyone in the middle. Even though there's a Gemara elsewhere that gives the opposite impression, but this is another context of that, another example of that concept, right? That we don't just say Rabbi Yochanan, we say who said it and the whole line in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see at the end if there's more time to talk about that topic, about maybe Dava B'Shem Amro. But either way, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Don't bring me a kasha from Rabbi Meir on that, from that Braisa. Don't assume that that Braisa is teaching me that Rabbi Meir rejects Kimle even by Misa and Mamon, because there's no Kimle there. Amri b'toveach al yidei acher. The case of that Braisa is where the Shechita happened with somebody else. Somebody else shechted. There was a Shliach. The Shliach shechted. That is why the Mishaleach, that is why the person here is going to be Chayev Dal Vehei, because he's not Chayev for Chilul Shabbos. It's the Shliach that's Chayev for Chilul Shabbos, and I'm only Chayev for Dal Vehei. That's the Mishaleach. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Does that ever work? What about the principle? We don't. The Gemara doesn't use the Lashon here, but how could it be that he does the Shechting, and I'm going to be Chayev Dal Vehei? Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. If he did the Avera of shechting a stolen animal, why am I chayev dal vehei? Chizeh chotei v'zeh mischayev. Ask the Gemara. So answer, Amar Rava, and we had this back in the second parak of Kiddushin. This is an exception to the rule. This is one of three exceptions to the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. You can't make someone else do an Avera, and you're going to get the sin. There are three exceptions to the rule. One of them is right here, Tvicha U'Mechira. And so therefore in the Braisa, when a Rimeir says, you're Chayav Dala Vehei, it's because there's no Kimle. The Chil Shabbos, that does not pass. The Shliach is Chayav for Shabbos. But the Chayav Dala Vehei is Chayav, that does pass, and that's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. What's the source? Three sources. Amar Rava, Shaini Hacha, to Omakra, Vitvacho, O Micharo. There's a comparison in the pasuk of Tvicha and Mechira. Ma Mechira al Yidei Acher. Just like selling obviously requires somebody else. Av Tvicha Yidei Acher. So to Shechting requires someone else. What does that mean? What is that comparison between Tvicha and Mechira? So there's a couple of opinions in the Rishonim. What does it mean here, Tvicha and Tvicha and Mechira? If you look in Rashi, Rashi says it means the mocher and the lokeach, right? Mechira and tficha always said they always have to be two people. It's always aida acher. There's someone else involved. There's the buyer. That's Rashi. If you look at the shitul and odolami there in kedushin, he's bothered though because the buyer is not on the same side. We're trying to prove shliach. So how could you could say just like there's a buyer and a seller, so to here it can be done through a shliach, but that doesn't work because the kona is on the opposite side of the mocher. That's what the shitul and odolami there in kedushin, where this comes up in the second parak, does not like that pshat of mechira et ficha b'shtayim. So if you look at the Tosfos Rid here in Baba Kama, in a couple of daf from now, daf ayin ches, the Tosfos Rid has a different pshat. He said it's a two-step process. He says, ma mechira delo efshar delav al yedei acher, just like mechira cannot be done without someone else. Aficha al yedei acher nami mechayev. So to tficha always can involve someone else. Just like mechira always involves someone else, so to tficha can involve someone else. Hadar umakish mechira l'tficha. And then you go backwards. And then you discuss, and then you're makish mechira to tficha. First you did, just like mechira involves someone, so to tficha involves someone. And once we say it can involve someone else, well, how can tficha involve someone else? Oh, well, there's a shliach. So now we go back to compare that to mechira. Mat tficha yidei shliach mechayiv, because you just learned that from mechira, af mechira nami al yidei shliach mechayiv. So to mechira de shliach would be chayiv. So it's really a two-step process, says the Tosafot. The stipler there in Kiddushin, we discussed this then, discusses whenever you have two people involved in the sale, who is the ikker? So stipler says the ikker is the kone. The ikker is the kone. Whenever you have the sale, the mocher and the kone, the ikker in the kinyan is the kone. He brings a rise to that, but that's an important stipler there in Kiddushin in Simen Chaf Zayin. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara brings three sources for Tficha Mechira being an exception to the rule where we say Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira. Somebody else could shecht and the Mishaleach can be Chayav Dala Vehe. Number one, we have the comparison. Tvachlo Mecharo. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana O L'Rabo says Ashliach. Maybe the word O includes Shlichus. Devei Chizki Tana Tachas L'Rabo says Ashliach. One of the three suggestions. So now says the Gemara, wait a minute. What's the case here? So we said the case of the Brice is where there was Tvicha al Yidei Acher. We'll get back to each Lichler Avera. Let's just finish. Maskev Lav as Hashem. Maskev Lav by Zutra. 1 second. Mi Kamidi De'ilu Avid Ihu Lo Mechayev. V'Avid Shliach Mechayev. I don't understand the Brice, says Mar Zutra. The case of the Brice. If the person would have shechted himself, then he would be putter from Dal Vehei. But now that the Shliach did it, he's Chayev Dal Vehei. So the Gemara says, yes, because he's not potter dal vehei, because he's a great tzaddik. Amalei Rav Ashi, hasav labish of dolo b'chayifu, ela de kimle b'drabavidei. It's not that he's, if he would do it himself, it's not that he's not chayif, it's just kimle. What was the Havamina? What was Mar Zutra thinking? And what was Rav Ashi b'chadesh? Maybe, what does kimle b'drabavidei do? Does kimle b'drabavidei just say that you're not going to get the other punishment? Or does it knock out the chiyuv itself? Maybe that was Mar Zutra's kasha. He holds that kimle totally knocks out the chiyuv, and then he says, "Wow, there's no even chiyuv for the case of dal v'hei if I would do it myself." And Rav Ashi says, "No, of course there's a chiyuv. It's just not going to be implemented because of kimle b'drabavidei. You have a larger chiyuv, but don't think it's he's getting off. He's just getting off because he's getting the worst. He's getting the worst punishment." Okay, there's a lot to talk about when we talk about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. We know, in general, the Achronim, the roots of it are in the Rishonim, but mostly the Achronim are the ones that expand and tell us what the different approaches for Kimleib, for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira are. Basically three ideas given in the Achronim. The Sma, The Sma in Choshe Mishpat in Simi Kuf Pei Beis, who was quoted by others related to our Gemara, holds that the Svar is, for generally, Ein Shliach L'Dar Avera. Why do we say an Avera cannot be transferred? It's because the Mishaleach did not really think that the Shliach would do it. After all, the Gemara says sometimes, when this sugi is quoted, Divrei Harava, Divrei Atalma, Divrei Mishomin. You're supposed to listen to Hashem. So I told you to do an Avera, and I'm a bad guy, and I violate Lifne Iver. But you did the Avera. You should have listened to God. And therefore, I didn't think that you would listen. And that's why I'm Pater. That's the focus on the Mishaleach. You say H. Levar Avera because there's a good reason for the Mishaleach to be Pater. That's the Sma in Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Beis. But your Nafkamina would be, what if the Shliach is Shogeg? What if the Shliach does not know that he's doing an Avera? So then Lachor, according to the Sma, you would say the Mishaleach should be Chayef. Because there, it's not that I would think, oh, I don't think he would do it. He doesn't know it's an Avera. So that's one nafkamina regarding Shogeg. Some Rishonim say that. Tosis in Kiddusha discusses that you would say Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, where the Shliach is Shogeg. Number one. Number two, the other approach given, Tosfos and Kiddushin, there, Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, discusses this, and that is, Lamaisa, the Shliach did the F. So he's the one that should be Chayef. It's his fault. Also, you would say, if he's Shogeg, the same thing would apply here. Because, what do you mean, it's his fault? He didn't know. Right? So that's a second idea. That's the focus being on why the Shliach should be Chayef, not why the Mishaleach should be Pater. That was the Sma. That's two ideas, similar, but different focus. And the other idea, suggested by one line in the Shita L'Noda L'Mi, there in Kiddushin, where he says, in the world of Averis, Batla Toras Shlichus, which means, a person is not a bialim to make a Shliach on an Avera. There is no Shlichus there. Right? Just like there's no Shlichus as a Mashal, just like there's no Shlichus for a Mitzvah Shebegufo, as we mentioned yesterday, the day before, that a person cannot make a shliach to daven for them, to put on tefillin for them, to shake a lula for them. That's a mitzvah shebegufo. That's the Tosas Rid in Kiddushin Adav Membeis. You can't make a shliach on a mitzvah shebegufo. I'm not a bailim to transfer that. So too, I'm not a bailim to transfer averus. Period. And therefore, it's untransferable, even if the shliach is a shogeg in that case. You might say that it's not transferable. But latara shlichus. In that case. There are other nafkaminas to these different approaches. What about an Avera Durabanan? Right, we had that discussion earlier. The Mishnah Lamelech relating to the Sugyas of Bor and the Nuns, Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, and other cases. The Gemara in Bamitzia, Daf Yud talks about what if it's an Avera for one and not for the other? What if it's an Avera for the Shliach and not for the Mishaleach? Right, other discussions relating to that. But either way, that is an important Sugya. One other point related to Ein Shliach Dvar Avera is the Shita of the Rambam. We know the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that there are three exceptions to the rule to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Tficha Bechira, Shlichus Yad, and Tficha Bechira, Shlichus Yad, and Mi'ila. Right? Three exceptions to the rule. So the question is that if you look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Beza Mi'ila, he says there is only one exception to the rule. Mi'ila. That's the only exception to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Rambam says, "Ubechol haTorah kula ein shliach ledvar avera, ella b'meila levada, shelo yisari v'ma iser acher, where there's no other iser involved." So we'll have to see what that means. And the Ravid, surprisingly, here he says, "V'yafa pirish." I like that line. Wow, that's very surprising. The Ravid usually does not give the Rambam a pat on the back, and here he does. He says the Rambam is based on a Tosefta. V'yafa pirish. What's the problem? The problem is that there are three exceptions to the rule, not one exception to the rule. Our Gemara doesn't use the lashon of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, but it's the same sources that are quoted elsewhere that you say the Mishaleach is going to be chayav dal v'hei because of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, because of these psukim. So that is a question that is dealt with by the Achronim and the Rambam. The Maharit is quoted by all the Ksos, quotes the Maharit in Simon Reish Sadi Beis, quotes the Maharit in the Maharit has Kiddushim on Kiddushin. Maharit there in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Beis, discusses this problem with the Rambam, where he suggests, and the Ksos expands upon this and has a little different emphasis, that maybe what the Rambam means is that Mi'il is the only true case of a shliach l'dvar avera, where you do the avera and I'm punished for it. What does that mean? By shlichus yad and by tficha mechira, maybe we could redefine what that avera is. Tzicha b'chira is not chayav dalad v'hei for the act of shechting, but for the result of shechting. And as long as I'm responsible for that result of shechting, then it's as if I did it. Whether I did it with myself or I did it with someone else. What if I got a katan to shecht for me? Right? So what about that case? So it could be that I'm still chayav dalad v'hei because I am responsible for the act. Or shalech yad b'pikadon. Right, just the line of the ksos. V'tficha nami atfil tvachay katan. Delav bashlichusu mechayiv. Dumya de mechira. Right, because it's all about the result. And also shlichus yad. It's about, I violate my shmira agreement by using the item. Or having it used. Whether I use it or my shlich uses it. But that's still considered my avera. So really, in truth, in formulation, those cases of shlichus yad and tich mechira aren't true cases of yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Mi'ila is. If somebody else gets benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, it's their avera, and I'm going to be responsible for it. So that's why maybe the Rambam says in formulation, he's not arguing in halacha. But in formulation, he says that yesh shliach levar avera only applies to meila, but doesn't apply to the other cases. Right? The Rambam himself quotes this lahalacha. Right? If he quotes in if you look in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, he quotes that the Rambam quotes the Rambam says a shliach in those cases. He doesn't argue in halacha; he just argues in principle. Okay, there's a lot more here. Another machlok as Rambam in the tour, does Gedim Aveda apply? What about the case where somebody tells a shliach, shko shech this, and he shechs it on Shabbos? So the Rambam says, I'm also chayat dalad behay there. What if, like our case, what if he says, go shecht it on Shabbos, and he shechs it on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Melech is bedayik, that the Rambam would say that there's no transfer there. Because the Rambam is Meduyak, where he says, if he tells him to shecht it, and he goes and shechts it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Melech thinks that the tour is not as Meduyak as the Rambam. The tour seems to say, he tells him to go shecht it on Shabbos, and he shechts it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Gedeva, Perek Gimel, assumes that this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the tour. The Rambam would not say that, because the Rambam says, Meferish. As we just read before, there can't be any other Avera that is involved, because if there is, that ruins the Shlichus. Okay, so what did we just explain? We explained that the Brisa that was quoted that said that Machlok is Rimeir and the Chachamim, where Rimeir says, you're Chayat Alvei, that's not talking about a case of Kimlei. It's not where he is Chayat Misa, and that's why he's Chayat Alvei in that case, because he is not Chayat Misa. And Rimeir only agrees to Lokum Mishalim, but not to Misu Mishalim. So the Gemara says, wow, that's a great explanation of Rabbi Meir, but now we have to go over to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say Pater. Why would the Rabbanan say Pater? If someone else shechted it, so the Mishalech is Chayav Dal Vehei, so why wouldn't he be Chayav Dal Vehei? So says the Gemara now, fifth to last skinny line or so, Ve'i b'tobeach ha'idei acher, my time under Rabbanan de Patri, if somebody else did the Shechita, so why would the Rabbanan say Pater? Amri man chachamim Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon Shechita, Rabbi Shimon who we had already yesterday, at the end of the Mishnah. It's like Rabbi Shimon holds a shchita that does not lead to a heter shchita is not considered a halachic shchita, and that is why here it was shechted on Shabbos is a shchita shei deruya. So there's not going to be a chiv of dalav vehei. Rabbi Meir says, so it's not a machlokas about kimle in the brisa. It's a machlokas about shchita ruuya, shchita shei deruya. Says the Gemara, Amri, Bish, Lama, Avodah Zara, I understand, it's not a Shechita Re'uya, Vishar HaNiskal, Shechita Shechita Re'uya Hi, because those are both Asur Bahana'a. Ela Shabbos, Shechita Re'uya Hi. But the Shechita on Shabbos is Re'uya, Titznan, because the Mishnah says at the beginning of Chulin, Ham Shochet, B'Shabbos, U'B'Yom HaKippurim, Aval Pisha, B'Schayev, B'Nafsho, Shechita Sokshera. The Mishnah says there that shechita, somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos, the shechita is a kshera one. You can eat from the animal. So how could there be a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? This is not shechita shei deruya. Says the Gemara, yes it is. Amri savi laka Rabbi Yochanan Sanzlar. Maybe this brisa, the Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yochanan Sanzlar, who say that shechting on Shabbos is a neruya because you're not allowed to eat it. Nobody. Ditzadan. Or this is really the Tanya. The Brisa says, this is the Brisa about Maisa Shabbos. HaMevashel b'Shabbos, if somebody does a malacha, Mevashel b'Shabbos. Right, the case is Mevashel, and that's where it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The halachas of Maisa Shabbos are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchas Bishol, in Shin Yur Ches, but achronim, the nosei kelim b'shulchan aruch, say b'feirish, this applies to all other malachas as well, ma'aser Shabbos. There could be one exception to the rule, the chayi adam. Quoted this Chayadah back in Masechah Shabbos. The Chayadah says there's no Maisa Shabbos concept by Hotza'ah, because it's a Malacha Gerua, like Tosfos says in Shabbos Tavbeis. But anyway, that's an exception to the rule. But the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Samar, Ditzan, there are 3 days, what the halach is about a Maisa Shabbos. Hashochet b'Shabbos, somebody shechs on Shabbos, I'm sorry, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, Bishogeg, second wide line. If somebody is b'vashal Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal, he did it by accident, so he's able to eat that food. B'mezid lo yochal. Dear Meir, Meir says, b'shogeg yomezid. B'shogeg he even eat it that day, b'mezid he can't eat it that day, or anyone else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we pass in like the middle opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shogeg yochal b'motzi Shabbos, b'shogeg he can eat it himself on Motzi Shabbos, on the day of, nobody could eat it. Right, because it was a malacha done on Shabbos, even though it was done b'shogeg. B'shogeg, though, even he can eat Motzi Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal olamis. B'mezid, he can never eat it, but other people could eat it on Motzi Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Asan's var omer, b'shogeg ye achel lo motzoi Shabbos la'achirim v'lo lo. Rabbi Yochanan Asan says, if somebody did a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shogeg, he can never eat it. It can be eaten by others on Motzi Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal olamis lo lov la'achirim. And if a malacha was done b'mezid by a Jew, forget it. You can never get hana. So what do you see? That's Maisa Shabbos. It is no hana allowed. So that's the shita that says that Shabbos is a shechita sheina ruya. And if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that shechita sheina ruya is lav shva shechita, that's why you wouldn't be chay dal v'hei. And that's the shita of the Brisa. What is the source of Reb Yochanan Hasanzlar? Let's just finish this section and then we'll go back. There's what to talk about. My time with Reb Yochanan Hasanzlar. Why did he say totally usser bana totally? Kedidarish Reb Yechia apischa de beidasiya, like Reb Yechia darshid ushmarta beza Shabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. Keep Shabbos because it Shabbos is holy for you. Makobo, we compare Shabbos to kodesh. Kodesh meaning salida becomes usser because it's a carbon. Ma kodesh aser ba'achila, ma'isa Shabbos aser in ba'achila. Just like a carbon is aser to eat, so too ma'isa Shabbos is aser to eat. That's his comparison to carbonus. Ima kodesh aser ba'hana, ma'isa Shabbos aser ba'hana. So he should say also, just like a carbon is aser ba'hana, that's the iser of mi'ila, ma'isa Shabbos is aser ba'hana, not just ba'achila. Avalomar lachem shelachem. It also says lachem in the pasuk, which means that you have to get some hana from it. Shalachem yehei. So it's yours enough for achila, hana, but not for achila. Yachol yehafila b'shogeg. You might think even b'shogeg is going to be off limits. Tamalomar mechala leha mos yumas. B'mezen amarti lecha v'lo below b'shogeg. This is the halacha of Maisa Shabbos that's quoted. We quote again like the middle opinion in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Ches, Hamavasha b'shabbos, Ramah, O sha'asa achas mishar malachas. Rama quotes the tour, or any other malacha. B'mezid aser lo la'olam. If he did it b'mezid, it's aser to him forever. V'la acherim mutar l'motzi Shabbos b'yad. But to others, they could get benefit Motzi Shabbos. Right? There's no concept of b'chdeshe ya'asu except if a guy does it. If a Jew does it, so that doesn't apply. So la'acherim mutar l'motzi Shabbos b'yad. So others would say, for others, it's mutter right away. Ubishogeg aser bo bayom gamla acherim v'la'erev mutter gamlo miyad. So acherim is always aser on Shabbos and mutter on Motzi Shabbos. And the mach difference is with him. If he did it b'mezid, it's aser forever. And if he did it b'shogeg, it's mutter for him on Motzi Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes an interesting question. He quotes this from the other achronim, in this arev b'shabbos, oso davarsh and is bashel b'mezid ba'achirim. Right, something that was cooked b'mezid, and it was, gets mixed up into a mixture where there are other foods. Das magen avram, de enom is batel, v'asela b'shabbos lahanos b'zeh. Mr. Magen Avraham, there's no bittel. Why isn't there any bittel? Tekiva de lomotzi Shabbos ye mutter la'achirim mikri davar sheish lo matirin ve'ino batel afilu be'elef. The fact that it's going to be mutter on Motzi Shabbos to others, is that called the davar sheish lo matirin for me? So the Magen Avraham says yes, and therefore it's not bittel. And then he says, if you look in the Chavos Das, the Nesivos, he argues on this. Just because it's mutter to other people, it's not never mutter to me, and there's not a davar sheish l'matirin. That's an interesting machlokas about a davar sheish l'matirin, and it relates to the machlokas Rashi and Iran, which we mentioned a couple of days ago, what the svar is for a davar sheish l'matirin. If the svar is like Rashi says, you might as well wait, but here that doesn't apply, because you might as well wait, he's never going to be able to partake of it. But if you say it's more a legal issue about bittul, about like-minded things, and the clash, like we said from the Ran in the Darim, so then maybe you would say differently that it would not be batal. Also related to our Gemara here, the Gemara here quoted the Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Yudalit about Shechita B'Shabbos, Shechidas Ksheira. The Rishonim all are bothered there in Chulin. Why is that? That's what the Mishnah says, that the Shechita B'Shabbos is kosher, but doesn't, as like we said before, doesn't Shechita B'Shabbos make you into a mumar? And a mumar is a mumar l'chalzer akula. So why is the shechita kshera? That's already Tosas is kasha, the Rambam's kasha. The Rambam there in Pirshei Mishnayos says it must be shogeg. Must be talking about shogeg. That's why there is no mumar, because he didn't know Shabbos, he didn't know the shechita was asur on Shabbos. Shogeg. Is there a way to read that Gemara b'mezit? So the Tosfos and the Chiddush Aran all give their own suggestions. Maybe it's the first time. He's only a mumar after the first time. Right? After he shechts, now he's a mumar if he would do it again. Or maybe he's only a mumar at Gemar Shechita, or at the Shechita, or the beginning of Shechita. Right? He discusses when I don't remember the exact Lashon of Tosfos and the Chiddush Aran there. He also discusses that possibility. The Gemar Shechita, the Sof Shechita, right? That's the question. Vade mashma she'ein she'ein mumar alav ela me'osa Shechita ve'elach. Reading from the Ran. V'yesh tochen lomar, don't compare Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is only Gemar Shechita, and Shabbos is Tchila Shechita, right? Chovelu, and Filu Shechita Rishon Avi Mumar. So that's why he rejects that possibility. Okay, all different suggestions, trying to figure out why it would be a Shechita Ksheva there. That's one of the two questions that are asked on that Mishnah. Number one, isn't he a Mumar? And number two, why don't we say Yavod Lo Mahani? Right, we discussed very recently. Why don't you say, if you shop the Shabbos, it doesn't work because the Torah says it was also. So you should say, Kol Milsa David Rachman, Alo Sevid, Yo'lo Ma'ani. And that's where the Maharit and others give their answers. Right, the Maharit saying, you only say that if that would prevent the Avera. But here, this wouldn't prevent the Avera because you did a Malach on Shabbos anyway. Even if you say the Shechita wouldn't work, among other answers. Okay, we'll continue. Again, there's so much here. We can spend more time on Ma'aser Shabbos. We can spend more time on Shlichus Adver Avera. But I want you to just be aware, as we say every day, Merubah is jam-packed. There's everything. Merubah has a lot going on related. Just maybe just to mention the Chashuk Echemen. We haven't mentioned one in a couple of days. The Chashuk Echemen here on Chil Shabbat. This the pasuk of Ushmarta Besa Shabbos Ki Kodesh Yilochem, which is one of the sources for it's Lochem, it's for you, and therefore you have to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. The case was a Bachur Yeshiva that went out of the Yeshiva on Friday to go to the Yam, maybe go to the Mikvah. He didn't come back. Shabbos started, and the Bnei Yeshiva are very nervous about him. They just know he said he's going to the beach. Could they be Mechal Shabbos? They don't know if he actually ended up going to the beach, but could they be Mechal Shabbos and go out and get boats and get whatever it is and tell the security forces to try to look for him if they're not even sure where he is? So says Lechora, says the Chashuk Echemen, Lechora, Yesh Lomar Sheosed B'Shabbos B'Asher Yinogin Lasas B'Chol. Yeah, you have to. It's something Pikuach Nefesh. Probably you would go out to look for him on a weekday, so too on Shabbos. He says, my father, Rav Yashiv, wasn't so convinced, because here there's no cholim b'faneinu. When is there pikuach nefesh? If there's a cholim b'faneinu, if you know for sure there's a cholim in danger. Here you have no idea. Maybe he decided not to go to the Yam. Maybe he met somebody else and he went home for Shabbos. Maybe you have no idea. So, who knows? But says the Chashuk Echemen, if you know for sure, if he went to the Yam, then he would think that for sure, Yishmakom Lesvekos and Lachal Shabbos Gid Lachapso. Remember, Shlomo Zalman is quoted in other Sfarim as being a little more, you wouldn't call it Machmer or Mekel, Machmer for Bikuach Nefesh, to assume that if he said he's going, that is called Bikuach Nefesh. And you can go search for him, even if he said he's going and you don't know for sure that he went. Pligiba Viter. Viter in the Gemara, three lines to the bottom. Pligiba Ravacha Varavina. Chad Amar Maisa Shabbos Daraisa Vachad Amar Maisa Shabbos Darabanan. Machlokas, whether this is Maisa Shabbos, if this is a real din Daraisa or it's an Asmachta, right, the Pasik. Manda Amar Daraisa Gita Amar. The one that says Daraisa, fine. Right? It's like we said, like we explained, compared to Kodesh. Uman damar derabanan, omar kra, Kodesh, who Kodesh, vein mice of Kodesh. It, Shabbos is Kodesh, but its actions that were done on it is not, are not Kodesh. Fine. Bishlam alaman damar daraisa, if you say, mice of Shabbos daraisa, then everything we've said fits in, as we've tried to find a manda amar of shchita sheina ruuya by Shabbos. Am tu lahachi patri rabbanan. That's why the rabbanan would say pater for dalad vehei, because it's a shchita sheina ruuya. El manda amar de rabbanan. But if you say shchita sheina ruuya is only an iser hana de rabbanan, amai patri rabbanan, or iser achilo de rabbanan, why would the Rabbanan say pater on a daraisa level? This is a shchita ruuya. So why aren't you chayat al vehei? Answer, ashara. You're right. The Shabbos case, they would say chayat. They wouldn't argue with Rameir in that case. They would only argue on the other two. Avodah zara, vishar, haniskal. Period. So we've explained the braisa that Rabbi Meir says, Lokeh Meshalim, but it does not say Mesa Meshalim. Why in that case are you Chayev? Because somebody else did it. Why did the Rabbanan say that you're not Chayev? Because it is a Shechita She'ena Ruya. There's an interesting question the Maharshal in the Chacham Shlomo asks in Ksubis, where the Sugya comes up there in Mesa Shabbos on Daf Lamed Dalet, where he says, L'Maisa, Mesa Shabbos is Aser. So even if it's only Pasul Aser Drabbanan, so why isn't that good enough? Why isn't that good enough in our case, L'maisa, to say it's a shchita she'ena ruya? L'maisa, you can't eat it. So he wonders, and the Kovetz Haaretz quotes this Marshal in Siman Mem Beis, and he says, you have to look in different areas of halacha, what requires L'maisa hana, and what requires just halachic daraisa. It's okay, even though it's Rabbanan, you can't use it. What about Kiddushin? What about shchita she'ena ruya? You have to look at every different context and wonder what is required. That's the Kovetz Haaretz's discussion, if you want to look it up, in Siman Mem Beis, Sif Beis. Right, that's the question. Delaining Kiddushin, Be'inan Kesef Shetucha Lehanos Vimenu. L'maisa. V'kiva da'asar midrabanan, Eino roi lehanos bepoel. Avalinyin Shchita, maybe, Ein zorach she'i roi l'achila bepoel, to be a Shchita Re'uya. And that's why the Gemara asks its question. Fine. Third line, V'Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir says, you're chayiv dal v'hei. In those cases, am I mechayiv shochit l'avodah zara? I have another problem with the shchit l'avodah zara, that you should not be chayiv dal v'hei. Kivan deshochet bapurta asra. The second that you start the shchita, it's already asered. It's already shel avodah zara, so it's asur bahana. Idach, the rest of the shchita, isurei hanahu v'lo demarika tavach. It's already asur bahana. So you shouldn't be chayav dal v'hei for other reasons, not because of kimle, but because you're not shechting the master's animal, because it's aser b'hana now, and iser hana loses the shelo. Amar Rava, you're right. But omer b'gemar zvichu ovda, it must be inukimta, must be a specific case where he says, I'm only serving avodah zara at the end, by the end of the entire maisa shchita. Fine. Shara niskal, same idea. Iser hana ninu lav demarika tavach. 1 minute, Shara Niskal is Aser Bana. So you're not shechting shell Mare of its master. Lav de Mare Katavach. So again, same kind of question. Marava, so that you can't get out of. There's no Tanai there about saying, oh, it's only Begemar. So what's the case? Amarava, Hachav Mayaskinan, Kigocha Masru Lishomer. The case is as follows. A man gives a shomer an animal. And while it was in the house of the shomer, it went out and killed somebody, and it became a muad, and it had a gemar din lemisa, and it's still in the house of the shomer. Rabbi Meir savar lekrib Yaakov savar lekrib Shimon. And this Rabbi Meir, who says you're chayav dal v'hei in this case, must be built on two other opinions. Number one, savar lekrib Yaakov de Omar. Af mishenig bardino hechzir shomer lebayla muchzar. Rabbi Yaakov said that in this case, the shomer could still give the animal back to the master, even though now the animal is going to be killed. He could still say, "Harisha chalafanecha, it's your animal. It would have happened anyway. Here it is." Meaning, it's worth something to this shomer, and if he would lose this animal, he would have to pay for it with his own money. So this animal is still worth something. And what's that called? The savol krabi shimin, and also put it together with the Rabbi Shimon's opinion to Amar. Dover, Hagar, Lamaman, Kamaman, Dami, something that is not inherently money, but it leads to saving money, That has the status of money itself. It's not Rabbi Shimon Omer, like Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere, Kachem, Shechayabach, Ruyusan, a carbon, that I'm Chayabach Rayas, I made a neder. I'm Chayabach Rayas, and something happens to it, Chayev. So if somebody steals that, they're Chayev Kefel, because it's enough to be called mine, because it's a Dabar HaGorim Lamamon. I'm a Dabar HaGorim Lamamon. Come on, Mondami, period. So again, why does Rabbi Meir say you're Chayev Dal Vehei? Because it's a case of a Shomer, and this animal is worth something to a shomer, at least for substitution value, and therefore, that's why Reb Meir would say, Chayev Dal Vehei there, he yells like Reb Yaakov, he yells like Reb Shimon, in these cases. Tosfos here opens up a humongous sugya. We have mentioned in the past that, well, let's see Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos asks, so the first line, Tema, Diraskal Visavar, Dilemma, Lamamar, why do we have to say that, oh, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says, Dover Hagorim Lamamon, why don't we just say, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Meir? So Rabbi Meir Lashitasa, who holds of Garmi. Right, as we mentioned often, the case where there's a Maisa Hezek, where there's lacking something, but it's pretty direct. Rabbi Meir holds of Garmi, so forget Dover Hagorim Lamamon. So my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always likes to say that there are three sugyas that overlap in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. Dover Hagorim Lamamon, Garmi, and Hezek She'eno Nikar. Those three are cases of damages which lack something. But you have to define each one, and the Rishonim often mix and match the two, like Tosfos does here. Why do you need Dover Hagorim Lamamon? Isn't this a case of Garmi? And Tosfos gives three different answers. Tosfos says, no, you can say just the opposite. There's more of a reason for this. Maybe you'd say Garmi is Chayev, but you wouldn't say Dover Hagorim Lamamon is Chayev. Or Tosfos says, right, meaning you could go in both directions. Tosfos is Kasha, Tosfos is answer. Which is more Chamor, Garmi or Dover Hagorim Lamamon? Tosfos gives another answer. That may be obviously what he said, Bali Tosfos quote that the Riva, maybe Garmi is only Chayev Midrabanan. Other answers. Either way, this is a huge topic, which hopefully we'll get back to. Dafsadi Ches, the Gemara there, Beferish, discusses both of them. Seems to contrast them, but we'll have to come back to this issue, which is a large issue. Let's just finish up this section. Amr of Kahana, Amrit Lashrites, Akamid Rav Zvid, Minar Da. I've said this in front of Rav Zvid. Mimat says, Mukmas, Bastisa, Rabbi Meir, Velolu, Kurib Shimon. How could you say, Lamaskana, we said our mission is like Rabbi Meir, Loki, Mashali. But if Haktani Seifa, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Bishne, Elu, Michlal, de Bekulim, Aziz, and Moda. If Rabbi Shimon just says, I argue on those two at the end, which are Ena Reuya, doesn't that mean he agrees to the first part of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no, Amar Le Lo, Mechlad Amode B'Tavach Umachar L'Refu of L'Klavim. No, he's only agreeing to the other cases in the Seifa, but it doesn't mean that he agrees to everything, even in the Reisha. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots, and B'Shem will continue next time as we get into more issues here of Tficha U'Mechira and other issues of Edom Zomamin, which come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.